So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, the third verse.
Čitamo iz Srimad Bhagavatama, prvo pevanje, prvo poglavlje, stih broj 3.
Nigama kalpatar galitam falam. Sukumukatam ritadrava samyutam. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha.
Nigama,
Nigama,
vedski spisak,
spisak.
Kalpataro,
Kalpataro,
drvete žene,
Galitam,
potpuno zrelo. Šilšuka Devagoswamija. Izvorno govornika Šrimad Bhagavatam. Mukat, sa usana. Amrita, nektar. Drava, mekan. I zato se može lako progutati. Samyutam, savršen u svakom smislu. Pivata, kušajte ga. Bhagavatam, knjigu koja se bavi znanošću o večnom odnosu s gospodinom. Rasam, sok, ono u čemu se uživa. Alayam, do oslobođenja ili čak u oslobođenom stanju. Muhuhu, uvek. Aho, o. Rasika, oni koji posjeduju potpuno znanje o transcendentalnim dražima. Buvi, na zemlji. Bavukaha, iskusni misami.
Translation. O expert and thoughtful man, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls.
O iskusni misaoni ljudi, kušajte Srimad Bhagavatam, zreo plod drveta želja vedskih spisa. Potekao je sa usana Šišukadeve Goswamija i tako postao još ukusniji, iako su u njegovom nektarskom soku već svi uživali, uključujući oslobođene duše.
The purport is very long, so I think it is too much to digest in all one sitting.
Komentar je predug, tako da mislim da je previše da se stvari u jednom dahu.
So I'll deal with only a part of the purport.
Tako da ću se ja baviti samo delom komentara.
In the two previous slokas, it has been definitely proved that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the sublime literature which surpasses all other Vedic scriptures due to its transcendental qualities.
U prethodnim dvema šlokama nepobitno je dokazano da je Srimad Bhagavatam uzvišen spis koji zbog svojih transcendentalnih odlika nadilazi sve druge vedske spise.
It is transcendental to all mundane activities and mundane knowledge.
Transcendentalno prema svim svetovnim delatnostima i svetovnim znanjima.
In this sloka it is stated that Srimad Bhagavatam is not only a superior literature but is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature.
U ovoj šloki rečeno da Srimad Bhagavatam nije samo uzvišen spis, već i zreo plod svih vedskih spisa.
In other words, it is the cream of all Vedic knowledge.
Drugim rečima, biser je vedskog znanja.
Considering all this, patient and submissive hearing is definitely essential.
Uzimajući sve to u obzir, strpljivo i ponizno slušanje od presudne je važnosti.
With great respect and attention, one should receive the message and lessons imparted by the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Poruku i pouke Srimad Bhagavatama treba da primimo s velikim poštovanjem i pažnjom.
The Vedas are compared to the desire tree.
Vede se upoređuju s drvetom želje.
Because they contain all things knowable by man.
Jer sadrže svo znanje koje je dostupno čovjeku.
They deal with mundane necessities as well as spiritual realization.
Bave se svetovnim potrebama kao i duhovnim.
The Vedas contain regulated principles of knowledge covering social, political, religious, economic, military, medicinal, chemical, physical, and metaphysical subject matter, and all that may be necessary to keep the body and soul together.
Sadrže znanja o osnovama društvenih i političkih, verskih i ekonomskih, vojnih, medicinskih, hemijskih, fizičkih i metafizičkih predmeta, te sve što je potrebno za održavanje tela i duše zajedno.
Above and beyond all this are specific directions for spiritual realization.
Povrh toga sadrže posebno uputstvo za duhovno spoznanje.
Regulated knowledge involves a gradual raising of the living entity to the spiritual platform, and the highest spiritual realization is knowledge that the personality of Godhead is the reservoir of all spiritual tastes or rasas.
Primjena tog znanja postepeno uzdiže živo biće na duhovni nivo, a najviše je duhovno spoznaje znanje da je božanska osoba riznica svih duhovnih draži ili rasa.
Every living entity beginning from Brahma, the first born living being within the material world, down to the insignificant end, desires to relish some sort of taste derived from sense perception.
Počevši od Brahme, prvorođena živog bića u materijalnom svetu, pa sve do beznačajnog mrava, svako živo biće želi da uživa u nekoj vrsti draži, koja potiče od čulnog opažanja.
These sensual pleasures are technically called rasas.
Ti se raznovrsni čulni uživci stručno nazivaju rasa.
Such rasas are of different varieties.
U razotkrivenim spisima opisano 12 vrsta rasa.
In the revealed scriptures, the following 12 varieties of rasas are enumerated.
I evo sad ćemo ih nabrojati.
1. Rodra, anger. 2. Adbhuta, wonder. 3. Sringara, conjugal love. 4. Hasya, comedy. 5. Vira, chivalry. 6. Daya, mercy. 7. Dasya, servitorship. 8. Sakya, fraternity. 9. Bayanaga, horror. 10. Bibatsa, shock. 11. Santa, neutrality. And 12. Vatsaya, parenthood.
A to su pod 1. Raudra, srčba. Pod 2. Adbhuta, čuđenje. 3. Šringara, bračna ljubav. 4. Hasya, smeh. 5. Vira, viteštvo. 6. Daya, milosrđe. 7. Dasya, služenje. 8. Sakya, bratstvo. 9. Vajanaka, užas. 10. Vivahaca, zaprepaštenje. 11. Šanta, neutralnost. I 12. Vatsalya, roditeljstvo.
The sum total of all these rasas is called affection or love.
Sveukupnost svih tih rasa naziva se privrženošću ili ljubavlju.
Srila Prabhupada continues to explain that all such tastes in relationships are experienced in this material world. But that ultimately all these experiences find their home with Krishna. All our different feelings will never find a resting place. Until they become connected to Krishna.
Dok se ne povežu s Krishna.
And in this way, gradually, we are transferring our loving propensity.
I na taj način mi postepeno prebacujemo tu našu sklonost da volimo.
Which is now directed towards so many things in this world.
Koja je trenutno usmerena na tako puno stvari u ovom svetu.
Toward Krishna.
Usmeravamo ka Krishna.
So that is the very purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam.
I to je konačna svrha Srimad Bhagavatam.
to gradually awaken our love and propensity,
da se postepeno probudi ta naša sklonost da volimo,
and to overcome the influence of the six enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, and matsarya, lust, greed, envy, anger, illusion, madness.
Kao i da se prevazići šest vrsta neprijatelja koje imamo, a to su požuda, pohlepa, gnev, iluzija, ludila.
And in this way, come to unalloyed devotional service to Krishna.
I da se na taj način dođe do neuslovljene, bezuzručne službe prema Krishna.
In relation to this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a commentary.
U odnosu na ovaj stih, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur daje jedan komentar.
And he comments on Rasa Layam. He says that Laya is one of the stages of ecstatic transformation.
I on se osvrće na Rasa Laju i kaže da je Laja jedan od nivoa ekstatične transformacije.
And he's saying that laya means to faint.
I kaže, laya, znači on izvestiti se.
So he says we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam until we faint.
Pa kaže, treba da slušamo Srimad Bhagavatam dok se ne osvesti.
And then one may say, but then we cannot hear Srimad Bhagavatam anymore.
Da, onda su mu rekli, onda više možemo slušati Srimad Bhagavatam.
That may be, but then when you come back, when we come back to our senses, we should hear Bhagavatam again until we faint again.
I on bi rekao, pa možda, ali onda kad dođemo k sebi, ponovo ćemo slušati Srimad Bhagavatam dok se opet ne osvestimo.
He says, this is the way to hear Bhagavatam.
I rekao je, to je način za slušanje Srimad Bhagavatam.
Of course, that means fainting out of ecstasy.
Naravno, to znači da se ne osvestimo od ekstaze.
Not hearing Bhagavatam until we faint out of exhaustion. But Srimad Bhagavatam is a most amazing literature. Because every word of it is pointing to its pure devotional service to Krishna. It describes how many things are emanating from Krishna, how he expands himself in various manifestations, how in personal forms and in energies. And it also describes many great devotees. And these great devotees are described to be Mahajans or great examples. Bhagavatam says Svayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumaru Kapilu Manu Praladu Janako Bismo Balir Vayasaki Vayam. It is explaining that there are great Mahajans, exemplary personalities.
Bhagavatam objašnjava da postoje velike Mahajane, primjerne ličnosti.
It mentions Lord Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, the Kumaras.
Spominje se Brahma, Narada, Gospod Shiva, Kumare.
Lord Kapila or Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishmadev.
Gospod Kapila, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishmadev.
So many great personalities are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mnoge velike ličnosti opisane su u Srimad Bhagavatam.
With descriptions of their lives.
Sa opisima njihovih života.
And this is the part that interests me.
I to je deo koji mene zanima.
Because sometimes I was thinking that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is part of our culture, part of our way of life.
Ponekad sam razmišljao da je slušanje Šrimad Bhagavatam deo naše kulture, deo našeg načina života.
It's very nice that wherever you go in the world, there's always Bhagavatam going on.
I baš je lepo da kada god odete u svetu, svuda se odvija Šrimad Bhagavatam.
You can go to any temple or any assembly of devotees and listen to discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam.
I možete otići u bilo koji hram ili bilo koji skup bhakta i slušati raspravu i diskusiju o Srimad Bhagavatam.
So it is said that there are different different levels of learning.
Kaže se da postoje različiti nivoi učenja.
One devotee learns by hearing.
Jedan bhakta uči tako što sluša.
That's the first class devotee.
I to je prva klasa bhakta.
Second class devotee learns by doesn't learn by hearing but learns by experience.
A drugo klasni bhakta ne uči slušanjem, već svojim iskustvom.
And the third class devotee, even after hearing, doesn't learn at all.
A treća klasa devota, čak i nakon što je čuo, uopšte ne razume ništa.
So that's not an option really.
To zapravo i nije opcija koju možemo razgovarati.
We cannot be third class who after hearing don't learn.
Ne možemo biti treća klasnik koji nakon što su čuli ne nauči.
But for most of us to learn by simply by hearing is very difficult.
Ali za većinu nas da nauče jednostavno nakon što su čuli je prilično teško.
And over the years of living with Srimad Bhagavatam it has become more and more clear to me that there is a difference between all the amazing qualities that the personalities have in the Bhagavatam and the ones I have.
I tokom godina proučavanja Šrimad Bhagavatama meni je postalo sve više i više jasno da postoji razlika između osobina koje su opisane kod velikih duša u Bhagavatamu i onih koje ja imam.
In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that in this as a person when seeing the sun rising.
Obrazi i predanosti Šegorupa Goswami objašnjava da kada osoba vidi sunce kako izvira,
he doesn't just see the sun, but he also sees himself.
Ne vidi samo to sunce, već vidi i sebe.
So in the same way, as we are seeing more and more about Krishna, we're also becoming more and more aware of ourselves.
I na taj način, što vidimo više o Krišni, vidimo zapravo i više po sebi.
As we are gaining more and more knowledge and insights in Krishna consciousness, we get more and more grip on who we actually really are.
I nakon što više stičemo znanja u svjesnosti Krišne, možemo nekako shvatiti i ko smo mi zapravo.
So the Bhagavatam works like, in one way, it works like a mirror.
U jednom smislu, Bhagavatam ima funkciju ogledala.
And I sometimes call it introspection through the scriptures.
Ja to ponekad zovem introspekcija kroz pisma.
So I was thinking, now that the years have gone by, I was thinking that, yes, I didn't learn much from hearing at all.
I sad kad su godine prošle, razmišljala sam, pa zapravo ja iz slušanja nisam tako
naučio. It definitely gave me more understanding of what I was supposed to do.
To mi je sigurno dalo više razumevanja o tome što treba da radim.
But then I didn't do it.
Ali ja to nisam radio.
And then said, but life itself is also there, teaching us in so many ways.
Ali i sam život je tu i podučava nas na tako mnogo načina.
And it's this combination of life and Srimad Bhagavatam which is teaching us.
I zapravo ta kombinacija života i Srimad Bhagavatama je ono što nas podučava.
As we are going through so many situations.
Jer prolazimo kroz mnoge situacije.
Sometimes so sweet.
Nekad su tako slatke.
And sometimes so intense.
A nekad su tako intenzivne.
At that time, when we have Srimad Bhagavatam, when Srimad Bhagavatam is with us, when Srimad Bhagavatam is our shelter at that time, when we hear it regularly, and it begins to echo in our consciousness, when suddenly in the middle of the day a phrase from Srimad Bhagavatam emerges in our consciousness, when we live with Srimad Bhagavatam, then it will always be there to help us to turn towards Krishna again. As soon as we begin to read Srimad Bhagavatam, there is Krishna. Relief. The whole world were constantly being bombarded with garbage. It's the real thing. No, it's not. Constantly bombarded with nonsense advertising in an oversexed world. I remember how I was a brahmachari in the Amsterdam temple. And we had about 40 Sankirtan devotees in the temple. And we would go out from the temple every day. So it was my service to bring all the laundry to the laundromat around the corner. Because we were very busy with book distribution. So I was walking with a huge bundle of laundry on my back, like the donkeys in India. You see, laundry and legs. And then I would drop it off at the laundromat and try not to look at the place that was opposite of the laundromat. Because there was the Dutch Society for Sexual Reform. And they had all kinds of posters in the windows and said, if you want to try this, call this number. And I was trying not to look. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. In this way, we are bombarded in a sinful world with so much garbage. Misguided people in a misguided civilization. Or actually misguided people in a misdirected civilization. All the values are wrong. So in this way, then we come to Srimad Bhagavatam. And there is relief. All day long we have our filters. We are filtering all the information. But when it comes to Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatams, no filters. We don't have to be on guard. We can just drink it in. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. We can just drink it in. and let it saturate our consciousness.
I pustiti ga da natopi našu
svest. And we become just uplifted.
I onda postanemo uzdignuti.
Srimatam svakata krishnam, it purifies our heart.
To pročišćava naše srce.
Vidunati suritsatam, the vidunoti, in India we have the vidunoti.
To je vidunoti, mi u Indiji imamo vidunoti.
So, when you've lived in India a long time, you know about this, that there are people at the beginning of the winter walking around in the street and they're having a big bow. No arrows, just a big bow.
Kada dovoljno dugo živite u Indiji, onda znate za to. Postoje ljudi koji u Indiji šetaju ulicama negde početkom zime i imaju samo jedan veliki luk. Nemaju strele, samo luk.
And they walk through the street with this bow and they play on the string. Very loud.
I onda tamo šetaju niz ulicu i sviraju na toj struni, na žici.
And then the people come out of their houses and they bring their old quilts for the winter.
I onda ljudi izađu iz kuća, pošto je to jako glasno, i donesu svoju staru odeću za zimu.
Basically, stuffed blankets with with cotton inside.
Nekakva stara učevana čerba sa nekom pametom unutra.
And because they've used it in the previous winter and it's been packed away, all the cotton has been pushed together.
I pošto su to već koristili prošle zime, onda sad taj pamuk je onako sabijen u središte tih prekrivača.
And then this man comes with the vidunoti, he opens up the quilt and on the string, the vibration of the string, all that cotton becomes fluffed up.
I onda dođe taj čovjek sa tim pamukom i samo zahvaljujući zvuku, jakom te strune, odjednom sam pamuk se naduma.
And all the knots disappear and air is there again and the blanket is ready for another winter.
I nestaju svi ti čvorovi i tu je ponovo to, taj divni prekrivač što ima čebe spreman za novu zimu.
So vidunati suritsatam, it is within the heart all the sinful remnants which are caked, you know, like a pot which is like it's caked, it's hard to get it off.
To vidunati zapravo odnosi se na to da u našem srcu su sve te grešne reakcije i ostaci koji su zapečeni kao neka štrokava posuda, skroz su onako prekriveni.
The transcendental sound of Srimad Bhagavatam is just cleansing our heart. Entering our consciousness. Entering our thoughts. And little by little, changing the way we think. And gradually, we appreciate it more and more.
I postepeno mi ga cenimo sve više i više.
And the lectures on Bhagavatam become a highlight.
I onda nam lekcije Srimad Bhagavatam postaju vrhunac
dana. We travel a long distance just to hear a Bhagavatam lecture.
I putujemo da nadaleko samo da čujemo Bhagavatam.
If you would tell an ordinary materialistic person, I mean, where are you going? Oh, we're going to hear a lecture. Something more exciting, maybe. Bhagavatam is exciting. But Bhagavatam is more than exciting. Because Bhagavatam gives us peace of mind. And it gives us the taste in relation to Krishna. So, in this way, we are gradually getting absorbed. A day before yesterday, I spoke on this theme of Vasudeva Parayana, of being absorbed. And Sachinanda Maharaj spoke about communication, how Krishna is a communicator and how we should communicate with Krishna.
Znači pričao to o komunikaciji, o tome kako je Krišna komunikator i kako on komunicira sa svima.
In Bhagavatam, Krishna is communicating to us.
U Bhagavatamu, Krishna komunicira sa nama.
That is the most wonderful thing.
To je najdivnija stvar.
Like how to access Krishna.
Na primjer, kako prići Krishna.
Yes, we can always chant Hare Krishna or we can always turn to the Bhagavatam. When Sanatana Goswami was still a young man, one night he had a dream, and in his dream a brahmana came and gave him a copy of the Bhagavatam. So, to have a copy of the Bhagavatam in those days was something extraordinary because it had to be hand-copied by some brahmana. And Bhagavatam is obviously a very big manuscript to copy. So many brahmanas would take a shorter book. Many of the manuscripts were only kept in temples. Or as Prabhupada said, in Natashalas. Like in Bengal, we have this place, Kanai Natashala. It is a place where manuscripts would be kept, where paintings would be kept. Those were the Natashalas. But Rupa Goswami dreamt that he got a personal copy of the Bhagavatam. Sanatana Goswami. And then he woke up and, oh, it was only a dream. But then later that day, a brahmana came and actually gave him the Bhagavatam. And that was just so divine. He could so much see Krishna's hand in there. He could see that it wasn't a brahmana who gave me Bhagavatam, it was Krishna who gave me Bhagavatam. He could see it is Krishna who wants me to become absorbed in Bhagavatam. And in his Krishna Lila Stava, Sanatana Goswami is writing how Bhagavatam became his constant companion. So that is the example of the Acharya. Bhagavatam is our constant companion. To think through the Bhagavatam. To see through the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada was like that. In the 60s, there was the moon landing. And I saw it on television. Right? And I'm sure Sachinanda Maharaj and Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj, we all saw it, right? We all sat there glued to a television and we saw it. And of course, you saw it too. And I'm sure that many people with gray hairs here, they saw it all.
Siguran sam da su mnogi ljudi sa sedam kosom ovde i to isto vide.
And Prabhupada just said, no, they didn't go.
Prabhupada je samo rekao, ma ne, nisu oni išli.
It's like outrageous.
I to je nečuveno.
How can somebody say, go against the whole world? What the whole world saw. What everybody knows. Yeah. Says, no, didn't go. No, but on what basis can you make such an outrageous statement? Bhagavatam. Simply Srimad Bhagavatam. That is our key to reality. So how nice. But the reality in the Srimad Bhagavatam is not only sweet. I remember that some years ago I was with our Sachinandan Maharaj traveling on a boat somewhere in the near the Danish islands. And in the evening there were programs, and I remember he gave this seminar and was endlessly describing the sweet qualities of Krishna, the sweetness of Krishna. At one point, I got an overdose of sugar. So when it was time for my comment, then I challenged him. Publicly. And I said to him, I said, Sachinandan Swami, I heard your lecture, and it was all about how Krishna is sweet, and he is so sweet, and so sweet, and so sweet. But do you know that in the Middle Ages, 1/3 of the world population died of the Black Plague? Do you know that in Rwanda millions of people were killed in a matter of days? And I can go on to show that it's not always sweet. So he looked at me, oh, you want to pick a fight? And he rolled up his sleeves. And we had a nice evening. So Srimad Bhagavatam is also showing us devotees who go through amazing things. The Pandavas, what they did not have to go through. And there's Draupadi, right? And I'm not even talking about that she was being disrobed. I leave that aside. I'm talking about the end. How Draupadi had 5 husbands. Think, well, that's a lady who was well protected. Yudhisthira was always there when she needed like some wisdom and some balanced advice. When she got angry and she wanted like to teach someone a lesson, then she had Bhima.
Bhima.
Okay, I'll fix the guy. So she had husbands who fulfilled all her needs. And then at the end of her life, all her husbands just left her. They just left her. All by herself. And she had to face the end of life all alone. Her husband simply went into the Himalayas and left her alone. So that's kind of shocking. No support anymore. No. They just left her. Wow, that's an amazing part. It's not sweet. It's strong. And Srila Prabhupada writes this amazing purport. And it's the purport where he describes a plane. When the plane is on the ground, on the airport, then there is all these activity going around. Someone is loading the plane, someone is filling the plane with whatever fuel, someone else is doing some last minute technical checks. One man puts his head in the engine, another man looks at the wheels like that. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, when the plane is on the ground, there is so much help and so much support. But when the plane is in the air, then it's on its own. Yes, ground control can give some directions. But it depends on the pilot. It depends on the pilot to take shelter of all the proper knowledge and arrangements and so on.
Hoće li pilot uzeti utočište pravog znanja i dobrih aranžmana i svega toga?
So spiritual life is like that.
Takav je duhovni
život. In the days that I became involved in Krishna consciousness, there was no bhakta program.
Kada sam se ja pridružio, pokretu nije bilo bhakta program.
The bhakta program was called sink or swim.
Bhakta program se zvao pevaj ili plivaj.
They would throw you in the deep end of the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Out on the street. So in this way, there was not so much support. Now we are much more conscious of support than we used to be. There is much more support, there is much more training, there is much more opportunity. Yes, let us absorb the fuel. Let us hear, let us chant. 12-hour kirtan, how many hours are we going to do? Let us absorb all that we can. Because when we start flying in the sky of life, so many things will happen. Sometimes sweet, sometimes not sweet at all. But then there is Bhagavatam. There is Bhagavatam. There is Bhagavatam. And all that Bhagavatam that we have heard, and all that Bhagavatam that we have read, and it will be all with us.
Koga smo čuli i pročitali, sve će to biti sa nama.
And Draupadi, although left alone, she took shelter. Because she had heard. And she took shelter of all she had heard, of all the mercies she got. Because we are showered with mercy. And now we have to take shelter. So that's why I'm coming to such camps. You might think, well, he's coming to preach. Yeah, but I am more selfish than that. This preaching is the best way to take shelter. It's the best way to be absorbed. Just like yesterday. I've come for a few years, and the ratayatra here on the road for the birds was a nice ratayatra. It was really, we really had a lot of fun. Right? But then yesterday, that was more fun. That was a lot more fun. Anyway, so I am just in the association of all of you and all this Krishna conscious activity, we are absorbing. We are hearing Bhagavatam, we are living the lifestyle of Bhagavatam. And gradually we become a living Bhagavatam. And that's most wonderful. Because there we will meet Krishna. Without a doubt. And then, so I have been told, it will become very sweet. Thank you very much. We have to end now. So, any question, any comments? Krishna is an amazing person.
Krishna is a divine
person. Because within Krishna, there is on the one side this completely human nature. And he acts like as human as all of us do. And therefore we can completely recognize his mood, we can recognize his identity. Yes, we understand him deeply. We can share his feelings. And then the next moment, he does something so totally extraordinary. So totally superhuman that everyone is just amazed.
To nešto je toliko nadljudsko da svi zaprepašteni.
I mean, there's like the forest fire story. One year in Vrindavan, we had a play and we did the forest fire story with the Gurukul boys. So we had made this nice forest. And then we had, you have these pots, and inside is fire. It's called in English, Bengal fire. It's like, it's okay. It's like a pot, and then this fire, it's like fireworks, sparks just shoot out, like, you know what I'm talking about? 2 meters high. Okay. So we had lots of those in the middle of the trees. And we put Gurukul boys dressed up as cowherd boys in the middle of it. And the play was really good because the Gurukul boys were really afraid. So it was really convincing. You know, I mean, a forest fire, I mean, it's like, it's very, very fearful. I've been in Australia and I've seen like what was left of a forest after a forest fire. It was all black and the trees were still red hot. Such power, such overwhelming power, everyone just feels helpless. And then Krishna just swallows the fire. I mean, that's enough, that's what you call, it blows the mind. That's wonder. Then one can only stand there totally overwhelmed by Krishna's amazing qualities. Like that. All right, last and quickly.
Yes.
No, only one question. No time. As fast as possible, because I have 3 minutes. Two and a half. Took 30 seconds for the microphone. And desire to?
Desirable to be great.
Hours.
And similarly, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also says in the example you state.
1.5 minutes left. Conclusion? Okay, quantity and quality. Got it. quantity and quality in our devotional practices. They go hand in hand. First, get some quantity going and try to improve the quality. Then, by that practice alone, some taste will arise. And the quality naturally increases. And as the quality naturally increases, our desire to increase the quantity also increases. And we get more absorbed. We want to chant more. We want to hear more. And then we still get a greater experience. More quality. And then still more quantity. And we just want to go on and on and on. And we just can't stop.
But there is a time schedule. And it's now 9:00. And I don't want my head to be cut. So I must end with this.